Okay. So we're continuing. Yesterday you saw from the Biskarov and Shmuel Rozovsky elaborates that the way Shlitus works, not that each person has a bialis and well, we have a machlekes in the Gemara and Gittin. If Achim Shechalku are Lukuchus or Yoshim, Shlokas holds the Yoshims, when they do the Chalukah, it's Huvah Adov Freya, that each one had a particular Chalak all along. Each one Yashim that Chalak, Reuben Yashim the Tzofen, Shimon Yashim the Dor. But we pass like a V'yechanon, that ain't Vera, so it can't be a Huvah Adov Freya. But rather the Lukuchus, when they make the Chalukah, they're selling out to each other. The mail is chayzer b'yevil. So pashut pshat in the Gemara, the pashut understanding of the Gemara is that until they make the chalukah, they have a joint bialus, and the chalukah is that each one's that it's a mechem mamish. Reuben sells out his chelik in the dorm to Shimon, and Shimon sells out his chelik in the tzofen to Reuben, and it's mamish a mecher, and that's why it's chayzer b'yevil because mecher is chayzer b'yevil. So the Biskarov asked the Kasha from the Gemara at the end of Menachos that the Gemara over there is mashma, it's like a tshicha. So I would have thought, even though the Dor of Yechon already told us elsewhere that Ein Bera, I would have thought that it's still not chayzer b'yevil because mecher is chayzer b'yevil, Yerusha is not chayzer b'yevil. So the Biskarov asked, "What do you mean? That's the whole point. If Ein Bera, it's taka mecher. It's not a Yerusha. The Yerusha is what the Yerusha was joint, but the chalukah has nothing to do with the Yerusha. The chalukah is a new thing that now they're selling out to each other. So what's happening in Gemara?" So the Biskarov said that chalukah is not a mecher, it's not a maisa mechira, they're not selling to each other, it's a chalukah. But it's a but copy the chotzer itself, the two halves of the chotzer, it has a din of lukuach that it's chayzer b'yevil. So Rav Shmuel explained the pshat in the Biskarov is that shutfus, the pshat and shutfus is that each person has a bailus in half the chotzer, but it's a half that's not mesuyim, it's not specified which half, and that's you say from Shimon Shkop that there's such a thing as a bailus she'ein mesuyim. You could have a when a person sells somebody bayis bebeisi ani meichelach. The pshat is it's not bera. The Rashi says in tshuva it's not bera. It's not a huvah adov lemafreya when he chooses to fight when they choose which house it is. It's not a bera lemafreya. But rather, until they choose which one it is, so he owns a house, but it's not a house that's mitzuyim. He owns a house. He has a certificate that says, "I own one house in the Meicher's houses in the Meicher's housing project." But it's not since it's not specified yet which one. So he has a bialus and a bias she'ein mitzuyim. And then when they pick out a particular house, so the bialus now is mistayim. It becomes mitzuyim in a particular house, not lemafreya. The bialus that was diffused over all of the batim, a bialus in one house, but it was not mesuyim, which house it is, now it becomes mesuyim. And that's what the Biskarov is saying, that's what happens by Achim Shechoku. Each one has a chelik and half the field, let's say, if it's a field. Each one has a chelik and half. He has a bialus and half, but it's not mesuyim, which half? The chalukah is siyam achalokim. Now the chalukah takes the bialus and half of a chotzer, and it becomes determinant, which it becomes determined which half of the chotzer it is. So, but each one, when he takes the half of the chotzer, he's not buying it from the other one. Shalom neitel. He had a bialus and half a chotzer from the very beginning. Each one of the shutfas always had a bialus and half the chotzer. He's not being kainer that when he takes the tzofen, when Reuben takes the tzofen, he's not buying it from Shimon. Reuben had a bialus and chatzia. Reuben always had a bialus and half the chotzer, but it wasn't mesuyim yet. Now it becomes mesuyim that is the particular half. Rav Shmuel said that's pshat in the Rashba, that you don't have to say lechazek kukni because chalukah is only bir achalokim. We'll come back to that in a second. What does that have to do with lechazek kukni? But just that lashon of the Rashba, the Magen Mishnah also brings it that chalukah is bir achalokim, which on the face of it is shver. It sounds like Reish Lakish that is breir lemafreya, but it's not breir lemafreya. We don't pass like Reish Lakish. The answer is he doesn't mean breir lemafreya. He means breir like on Shabbos when you breir oichel mitech pzelis. Siyum Mechalokim. The Chaluk is not a Maisa Mechira, it's a Maisa of Siyum Mechalokim. But each one, when he takes his Eif, he's not taking it from the other one, he's just taking his Bailas that was not Muslim, and now he's being Messiah it into a particular Eif. And with this, we saw, Rashi wants to explain the strange lashon of the Rambam, that the Rambam says by konum yodim beruchas, the Rambam perek beis shechinim, when he brings the Agamara, the first teretz in Agamara, shekonum yodim beruchas, so the Rambam said they made a kinyan, each one made a kinyan that he's reitzah beruach pleni. What do you mean? What kind of kinyan is that? He's reitzah. It's a strange lashon. Rav Zalman already pointed out. That's a very strange lashon. Kinyan has nothing to do. When you make a kinyan, you make shechi, I buy a parah from you. The kinyan is not that I want the par. I can want the par from today till tomorrow. The kinyan is that you're selling me the par. That I'm buying the par from you. What kind of lashon is this that he's reitza? The answer is in a chanam. If that's by regular mecher, what does it help that I want the par? But you're the mecher. You need to sell it to me. It's more important that you want to sell it to me. So, but here each one's not buying. The kinyan of beruach pleni is not that he's being kind of the ruach pleni from the other one, but rather that he's choosing it for himself. He's taking his bailus she'enim siyemes and he's choosing that it should be mesuyim and ruach pleni. So that's what the Rambam says this lashon. That's what the Rambam wants to bring out. It's not a kinyan from the other one. It's a kinyan that he wants a particular ruach and the other one wants the other ruach. And mimeila the bailus becomes mesuyemes. So also from a Rabbi Reb Eizer that with this he was miyashir places kasha. Just mention briefly the Gemara in Gittin Mem Zayin. That if a guy and a Jew own a soda together, so it's tevel v'chulim u'rovim zeh b'zeh. The Taisus learns it means that every stalk of wheat, we don't know whose it is. Maybe it's the Israel's, maybe it's the guy's. Is it tevel? Is it chulim? We can't tell. But Rashi and the Rambam learn that it means that every stalk of wheat is half tevel and half chulim. Kilu in every stalk of wheat, in every molecule, in every drop of chito, there's half a bialis of Israel and half a bialis of the guy. It's half chulin and half devil. So Taisus asked. So then what's chayser b'yovel? Only half. The half that's, let's say, in every chito, they made a chalukah. So this chito went over to, was from the Tzofen, it went to Reuben. Now b'yovel is chayser. So what's chayser? The half that's, the half that Reuben always owned, when it was ma'uriv, is not chayser. What's chayser is the other half. So half of it is not being chayser. Half is not chayser b'yovel. So why does the Gemara say that it's part of that Laman the Omer ain't Brera? And if you hold the king of Paris, Lavka Kinyan Aguf, so there can't be a Chidun, there'll be no Chiyu Bikurim, except Chad Bachad Adi Abishu Benun. How about it be Chiyu Bikurim? There'll be a Chiyu Bikurim in half the Sada. Because half the Sada does not go back on Yavim. So the answer, so that's why Tosis is Chaylik and Rashi and the Rambam. So we saw the answer on behalf of Rashi and the Rambam is with this you say, that it's not the Pshat, it's true, every stalk of wheat is half Tevel and half Chulun. It's half Rubens and half Shem. It's half the guys and half the Yisraels. But it's a Bailish. But that's because it's the Bailish Einim Suyemis. Reuben and Shimon both have in every stalk of wheat and every drop of the soda, they have both of them a Bailish Einim Suyemis. But that Bailish Einim Suyemis is Einim Suyemis in any particular stalk of wheat. Then they do a chalukah. Now it becomes a Bailish Suyemis. But Yovel is Chayzer to be a Bailish Einim Suyemis. So the whole field is being chayzer b'yayvel from being a bialis misuyemis to being a bialis she'enim misuyemis, and that's enough apparently that it's called a kinyan peris. That's a chiddush taka, but that's enough that it's called a kinyan peris. And mimela, the Gemara said that it would be potter min ha'bikur. Rav Eizer brought a slew of rayas taka that this we're going to see soon that this is really a machlokes yishayin. It's not a davar muskul. This yisloid of the miskirav. The arishan will learn that chaluk is a pasuk to mecha. They're selling out to each other. But and maybe we already have a clue that seems to be Tosfos sheet. The person Gittim Mem Zayin who asked the kasha on Rashi about chulin v'tevel merov and zeh, and he didn't say this teretz. So that's already maybe an indication that Tosfos is not on board with this lamdas. But Rav Eizer put a slew of rayas that this is in fact the Shittas HaRambam. It sheds light on a whole group of difficult Rambams. First of all, Salgas, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara that talks about, you have an Irani Dachas, and the din by an Irani Dachas is that Kol Shlolo is a ton straight. Everything that belongs to the Anshe Irani Dachas has to be burnt. So the Gemara talks about, Chis over there says, what if you have an Iso, a dough, and half of it belongs to somebody from the Irani Dachas, and half of it belongs to somebody who's from Bnei Brak, not from the Irani Dachas. So the Gemara says that half of it is mutter. You divide it up, and half of it is mutter. And as they say to Rambam, Perek Dalet, Avod Azor, Halacha Yud Alef, that goes back together. Isa that was chetzis shliyin adachas v'chetzis shliyin acheres muteres v'fishev shalach leka isa. That means half is muteres. I think it means half as mutaris. So the Shagasari in Simon Petes asks, he says, Avada the Gemara, it's a member of Rav Chisda. Says the Shagasari, Avada, Rav Chisda must be going with Yesh Ber. So when you play with the Issa, it's Huvra Dovel Marfeya that half did not belong to the Irani Dachas. But the Rambam Paskins, we Paskin with Ein Ber. So there's no Huvra Dovel Marfeya. So if there's no Huvra Dovel Marfeya, so how is this? How is this? So it's a tarayvus. The how is the isum muteris? It's muurvin in the shutfus of the irani dachas. And even if now you're going to divide it up, what does that? If you once it's chalun in the irani dachas, if I buy something from the ashi irani dachas, it's nothing. It's already also bent up. So it's a pel in the ramam. The ramam passing is a bear. So how? What's trapped in this? What does it help that they divide it up to isum? They can divide up the Issa Mikano Labo, but it already became an Issa Virani Dachas. So the answer is, the Rambam's the Shitose, that it's not that they're selling out to each other. If they were selling out to each other, then Taku would make no sense. If it's just a regular Mecher, so you have an Issa that in every Chalak of this Issa is a Bailas of the Irani Dachas. And then even if he sold it to somebody else, it's already also Bano. You can't even sell it. Once it's also Bano, you can't even sell it. So you can't even do the mecha. The answer is eshelayu naito. When they chaylik the isa, it's not that they're selling to each other. They're selling out to each other. The person who's not familiar any dachas, when he takes half the isa, eshelayu naito. He's taking his bailus she'enim suyemis, and now he's being mesayim it in half of the isa. And we need to be masif. If the Issa was Osir, if the Issa of Yoni Dachas was Osir, if the Issa of the Issa was Chal Mitzad the Chefts of the Issa itself, that having once belonged to Yoni Dachas, it's Chal in the Issa, a Chefts of Issa. So then it could be the same, this Teretz wouldn't help. Because since till the Chalukah, there was a Baila She'enim Suyemis of the Yoni Dachas and the whole Issa. So it was Chal Nisi Irani Dachas in the whole Issa. So what does it help the later on when he was Messiah the Bailas? But the Issa already became Nessa. But some of that's not true. The Issa of the Issa is not because it's Chal Samo in the Chavts of the Issa. The Issa is Mitzad the Bailas because the Zinab is called Shlolo Tikbaitz or Rechayva Ir. You have to burn the Rechush of the Irani Dachas. What Asa is the Issa of the Irani Dachas is the Bailas. It's the Bailas that has to be destroyed. Anything that belongs to the Irani Dachas, the Shlolo of the Irani Dachas, so you have to destroy it because it's the Shlal of the Irani Dachas. So l'chatchilo, what I have to destroy over here is the Bailas of the Rechush of the Irani Dachas. Well, the Irani Dachas is Rechush over here is Einim Mesuyim. And now when I'm Messiahim it, So this is the half in which is the entire rechush of the Yoni Dachas. And the other half is now mistayim, that it's the rechush of the other city. So Mimela, that half that's now mistayim, that it's the rechush of the other city, is not, that's not the shlal of the Yoni Dachas. In a certain sense, it never was the shlal of the Yoni Dachas. Because the shlal of the Yoni Dachas is connected to the bialis of the Yoni Dachas, which was Einu Masuyim, but now is mistayim in a particular half. So maybe the other half is mutter. Well, again, you see again that the Rambam shares the shita that Chalukos Hashutvin is a siyam achalokim. It's not a mecha. Another raya. This is Shmuel already brings this raya. The raya from Sanhedrin, that was just what I heard from Revaizer, but there's another raya, Shmuel brings the raya, from a Rambam, Hilchos Macholos Asuras, Perek Gimel Halacha Chav Beis. You have a case like this. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. You have a Jew and a Goy who are shutfin in a property. And in that property is Avodah Zarah. How it could come about. We might call it a ger, and anyway, how it came about is a separate, maybe you have a ger and a goy, the brothers, and the yash and the goy is your father. So there's Avodah Zarah in the property. The details, how it comes about, are not so important. But you have such a case, you have a goy in Israel, the shutfin, in a property, and the property contains Avodah Zarah, now they're making a chalukah. So the Israel says to the goy, you know what? You take the Avodah Zarah. I can't do anything with it for me. It's also no. You take the Avodah Zarah. And connect the Avodah Zarah, I'll take something. I'll take this beautiful painting over here. So the din is that it's awesome. The painting is awesome. And in the Gemara, it's mashma that it's awesome. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin, it's mashma that it's awesome. It's deraisa because it's Khalifa Avodah Zarah. Something that was brought with Avodah Zarah. The Rambam brings that halacha, that the painting that he took, Keneged Avodah Zarah, is also. But the Rambam says that it's also midrabbanon. It's only this midrabbanon because it's reitzah b'kiyumah. This is midrabbanon. Anything that makes you happy about the existence of Avodah Zarah is also midrabbanon. So here the Yisrael is happy that there was Avodah Zarah because Keneged Avodah Zarah, he got this painting. So, but it's not Khalifa Avodah Zarah. Khalifa Avodah Zarah is midrabbanon. Reitzah b'kiyumah is only this midrabbanon. So the Rambam says only this midrabbanon of reitzah b'kiyumah, but it's not really Khalifa Avodah Zarah. So the Chayetz against the Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara Kiddushin says that it's Khalifa Avodah Zarah. It's also Midiraisa. So the Mepharshim point out that the Rambam has a different Gemara. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, the same case, Mamish, the exact same case with the Yisrael and Goy, and they were Shutfin, the exact same case. But the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that it's also, it's, at least it's Mashma, that the Isra is an Isra Derabon and Reitzah B'Kiyumah. And the Chayetz is serious as Sugis. The Gemara Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin says it's mashma. This is all in Rishu. The Gemara Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin says it's in the Sedei Raisa of Khalifa Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Tanhedrin is mashma. It's only the Sedei Rabban and the Raisa B'Kiyuma. So then this is the Ritva asked the Kasha. And the Ritva answers that in the Chanami, it's a machlokes hasugyos, and what they're arguing about is Yesh Breira Ein Breira. If Ein Breira, so then Chalukas HaShutun is a Mecher, so then it's Khalifa Avodah Zarah, it's also Sedei Raisa. But if Ein Breira, then it's really Hufra Adovel Mafreya. It's not really a Khalifa Avodah Zarah. But nonetheless, Reitz B'Kiyumah it is. So Reitz B'Kiyumah is also Midrabbanan. But that doesn't work. If that's how the Rambam reconciled the two sugyas, then the Rambam, since he paskins that Ein Breira, the Rambam ought to paskin that it's also Midrashah, like the Gemara in Kiddushin. So why do the Gemara paskin like the Gemara in Sanhedrin? It says Rav Shmuel, hey, me medvar, that the Rambam holds that it's not Khalifa Avodah Zarah Midrashah. Because Chalukah is not a mecher, Chalukah is Shaloyu Neutel. When I took the painting, so that I was just Messiah, my Baal Sheinim Messiah, is in the painting. And the guy was Messiah, his Baal Sheinim Messiah, is in the Avodah Zarah. But it's not Khalifa Avodah Zarah. I'm not buying the painting. I'm not selling the Avodah Zarah in order to buy the painting. So, Mele, it's not an Isser of, there's no Isser there, eyes. So, again, you see the same beside. With this raises the question, but what do you do with the Gemara? So, what is the Gemara Kiddushin of? It's very nice, the Rambam, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but the Gemara in Kiddushin says it is Khalifa Avodah Zarah. What's the Gemara in Kiddushin going to do with the, what is the Gemara, does the Gemara, does the, So it's a, apparently it's a machlekes hasugis, but what's the nekudas hamachlekes? So how you efshalim? Maybe a chanani. Maybe the nekudas hamachlekes is in this, and maybe the Gemara in Kiddushin holds that chaluk is a mecha. Doesn't know. Maybe the Gemara in Kiddushin never heard about the Miskarov. But that's already a very big thing to say that they're arguing about such a major, these two, that the sugis are arguing about such a major thing, the nature of chalukas hashutfin. So if Shmuel says, maybe you can make the machalukas smaller. He says, maybe everybody agrees that chalukas hashutfin is siyam achalok. Maybe that's a dova musk. But that's only, he says, maybe the Gemara Kiddushin held that that's only when the chalukim are similar. Halakim Shovim. So then it was always Aymed Lehishalak. Maybe I should not. We shouldn't say based on Mishnayis and Dinai. Lamanda Yesh Bera. We're talking now Lamanda Halacha Ein Bera, and therefore Achim Shechalku Lekuchasim. And what we're discussing is it really a Mecher or is it Siyam Halakim? But what about according to Rish Lakish, the Ein Bera? That's Huver Hadovel Mafreya. When Achim Shechalku, when they divide up the Rechush, so it's Huvra Adovel Mafreya that Reuben always had his Ef and Shimon always had his Ef. So Yishayim say, it's based on Mishnayos and Maya, as I said, that that's only by Chalokim Shovim. So when it's you have a land and all the land is equal, it's all the same, but basically Chalokim Shovim. So it was always Oymed Lischalak and it was always Oymed Lischalak. So that's Huvra Adovel Mafreya. But what if when they made the Chalukah, there were carrots and there were apples? And one of them was in the carrot business and the other one was in the apple business. And he said, you take all the carrots and I'll take all the apples. So that's not Huvra Dovel Mefreya. Because when the father died, it wasn't Oymed Lischalak in that way. It was Oymed Lischalak that they should divide the apples, they should divide the pears, they should divide the land, but not that there should be noital apples connected pears. That's not Lemefreya, that's not only Mikano Lava. There's a mokum to say that even if we'll say that a chaluk is not a mecha, and a chaluk is a siyam achalokim, but maybe that's only true when we're talking about chalokim shovim. We call it chalokim shovim, that it's oymed lishalak that you should get half and I should get half. When there'll be a chaluka, that's how it's oymed lishalak. That's the natural chaluka. So then I just say, I had a bailas she'enim esayemis in half of the rechush, and now I'm esayim it. It was always aimed that at one point it's going to become a suyim, like bias bevesi. It was aimed that at some point I'm going to specify a particular bias. So my bias she'enim suyemis is that it has a schus in it. It's aimed that I'm going to be messiah with a particular bias. But the bias, if you have apples and oranges, the bias she'enim suyemis was not aimed that I should take all, one person take all the apples and one should take all of the oranges. That's not supposed to, that's called suyim achalokim. Says Rav Shmuel, maybe that's the machlekes hasugis. The Gemara, here we're talking about Avodah Zarah connected to painting. So that's not Chalukim Shavim. So the Gemara in Kiddushin thought, that's Taka Regla Mecha. That's not the natural Chaluk of the Yerusha, of the property, of the Shutvis. So there it's Taka Mecha. I'm selling out the Avodah Zarah connected to painting. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah and the Rambam hold not the way they hold the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam passes like Gemara of Avodah Zarah, that even by Chalukim She'enim Shavim. So it's not Oymed Lischalak in this particular way. But once they agree to make the Chalukah, so then that's how the Messiah in the Chalok, and it's still Siyam HaChalok. We'll be there again later on, this distinction, so it's important. It's important to be ready to have it. Another Rambam, another place where we see this Machalok, where we see this Nekuda. Even the Rambam,
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is it Osir to own Avodah Zarah?
Yeah, right.
So in this case we're just discussing, wouldn't you have, even when it's indeterminate what you own, wouldn't you be owning that the Avodah Zarah in the meantime? Or in all the cases that we've been discussing, this undetermined ownership isn't really ownership?
I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter. The point is, when the Messiah and the Chelik comes out, that his bialis takana in the Vodazar.
What about the meantime?
It's not Obeir. It's not Lemarfeya. When it reaches, it's also to own a Vodazar. You have a stomach if you have a bialis shayinim suyemis in the whole thing and the whole property, and it contains a Vodazar. Yeah, I'm not sure if that goes into the issue. Some of that. Yeah, there's another famous Shair Amam, which Eliezer wants to explain with this. I told the Gemara about in Gittin Mem Zayin. The Gemara says, "Two machlekes in Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. We have one machlekes of Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish if yesh bear or ain bear, and then if achim shechok or lekuchesheim or yorshim. And then there's another machlekes of Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish if kinyan peris is kinyan aguf or laf kinyan aguf. Rish Lakish says kinyan peris laf kinyan aguf. Rav Yechon says kinyan peris is kinyan aguf. It's more in the Gemara that a kinyan lizman is a kinyan peris. So up the Gemara." That if not for the fact that Rav Yochanan holds that Kenyan Paris is Kenyan Aguf, then his position would be untenable. Because since Rav Yochanan holds that Achim Shechoku are Lekuchos and they're Machzer B'Yovel, if he would have held that Kenyan Paris is not Kenyan Aguf, then it would come out an absurdity that nobody's ever Chayav in Bikurim unless they're Chad Bachad Ad Yeshua Bin Nun. Because since every Achim Shechoku are Machzer B'Yovel, so it's only a Kenyan Lizman. And a Kenyan Lizman is only a Kenyan Peiris. If a Kenyan Peiris would be Lavka Kenyan Aguf, then it would come out that nobody has in their field anything more than a Kenyan Peiris. Because B'Yovel is going to be Chayzer to the Shutfus of all the brothers. And all of the Yerusha is going to be Chayzer B'Yovel. Then they'll be Chaylik again, but all of the Yerusha is going to be Chayzer B'Yovel. So that means that everybody only has a Kenyan Paris. If a Kenyan Paris, Lavka Kenyan Aguf, then nobody's Chayav and Bikur. So fortunately, it happens to be there. Rav Yochanan's Kenyan Paris is Kenyan Aguf, so there is a Chayav Bikur. But if Rav Yochanan had Rav Yochanan held otherwise, then Leimotzu Yodav Veragav Veis Medrash, because there'd be also thing as Bikur. Except for one person in a million who's an only son, the son of an only son, the son of an only son, all the way back to Yeshua Benun. So there was never a Chalukas, there was never a Chaluk of the Yush. So the Mepharshim ask. So it comes out that the Rambam is Leimotzu Yodav Raglav Veis HaMedrash. Because the Rambam, on the one hand, Paskins in Perek, well, Hilchos Bikurim somewhere, I don't remember where, but the Rambam Paskins, the Kenyan Peris, is Lav Kenyan Aguf, like Rish Lakish, that if you have Kenyan Peris in a field, you do not bring Bikur. And the Rambam Paskins in Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yudalev, Halacha Chof, and other places, that Achim Shechoku, Ein Breira, and Achim Shechoku are Lukuchis in the Machzer V'Yovel. So the Chara comes out that the feed the Rambam is like Motzi Yodav Raglav Veis HaMedrash. Nobody should be Chayav and Bikur. It is a whole literature around this Kasha on the Rambam. Famous Shara Rambam. The Rambam is like Motzi Yodav Raglav Veis HaMedrash. But as I said, you see, the whole Sikkel Torah, and I'm not going to tell you the whole Sikkel Torah. If somebody wants, I'll send it to you. And there he talks through in a lot of the stuff that we're talking about there. But he says that the Rambam's l'shitosai that chaluk that it's not a mecher, that chalukas hashutvin is not a mecher, it's still machalok, like the biskirov. So he said, therefore, since even after we're machzer b'yovel. And we are machzer b'yovel, because siyam achalokim is also chayus b'yovel. But since it's a siyam achalokim, so a siyam achalokim, that means like this, it's not, he said, that's not called a kinyan peris. If I have something, this man, and at the end of the zman, I'm going to have to give it back to its original owner, that's a kinyan zman. But if I have a bailu she'enim siyemis, the bailu she'enim siyemis is forever. In the field, not in the Paris. I have a bailu she'enim siyemis in the field as a whole. And now, for 50 years, we're messiahing it, that it's that bailus in the field is messiahing in the tzofet. And then comes Yovel when it's going to go back to being a bailu she'enim siyemis, and maybe we'll messiah it in a different way. That's not a kinyan zman. That's not a kinyan zman. The kinyan is forever. It's shape changing. Sometimes it's in the tzofin, sometimes it's in the dorim, So it's because it's Einim Asuyim and it's Mistayim every 50 years in a different way. But the Kinyan Be'etzim is forever. It's not a Kinyan Zman. It's not a Kinyan Zman. It's not a Kinyan Peris. And it's Chayav Bikurim. Of course, it's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says if not for Rabbi Yochanan, how he held Kinyan Peris, Lafti Kinyan Guf, it'll be like Motzi Yodav Ragla Be'etzim Medesh. You have to know what do you do with the Gemara. Yeah, that's in the Chanani. So that's why he has all Sukkot Torah. That's why it's a whole Sukkot Torah. There's more moving pieces. But a component when Yenenu, you do see in this Rambam an indication again that this is the Shita of Rambam, that Chalukah Shutvin is a Siyam Achalok. Maybe. Well. Yeah, there's a lot here, but I don't want to leave anything out because there's a whole Ashira here. Avayzer says further that really there's a fair shemoka to this shita in the Rimigash, who's the Rambam is a Talmud of the Rimigash. So we've been seeing that this is the shita of the Rambam. It's the shita of the Rambam's Rebbe, or the Rambam's father's Rebbe. The Rimigash in the shuvas of the Rimigash, simin kuf nun aleph. Is the following din. The halakha was brought down in Ramah in Simon Reish Peites. The Ramah did not have the Shuvas of the Rimigash Mesama, but it's quoted, the Ramah had it like Kli Shlishi from other Rishayim who quoted from other Rishayim, but the original progenitor of this psak that I'm about to tell you is the Rimigash. Says the Ramah, this halakha like this halakha that once a child reaches Bar Mitzvah, they can do Mekel Chamemter, even before Bar Mitzvah. Midrabbanan, they could do Mekel Chamemter, they could buy and sell. It's halacha midrabbanan that even a child who's bar mitzvah is not able to sell karka that he has birusha until he's 20 years old. The Gemara says, since real estate needs a special pikchus, it's a tricky real estate deals. So they were afraid that he's going to get cheated and he's going to give away his inheritance. So there's a din midrabbanan that in order to sell karka that you have birusha, you have to be 20 years old. Says the Ramah that Chalukas HaShutfin he could do even under 20. So the Goyim during the Birago and that Ramah asks from the Din Racham Shechokul Kuchasim, why? Chalukas HaShutfin is a Mekach. And a Mekach, if he's not 20 years old, a Kotan can't do a Mekach. The answer is that this Ramah, as I said, ultimately comes from the Rimigash. Stam of the Goyim didn't have the Shuvas of the Rimigash either. The Rimigash asked the Kasha. The Rimigash himself asked it. And the Rimigash says that the reason why here he doesn't have to be 20 years old is because you only have to be 20 to be Meitzi Karka Mishusa. But by Chalukah, you're not being Meitzi at Mishusa. Face value, what is he talking about? It's a Mekach. A Mekach means he's Meitzi Mishusa. He's Meitzi Mishusi at a chelik in the Tzofa that he's selling out to Shimon. Shimon at a chelik in the Tzofa that he's selling out to Reuben. Avad is being Meitzi Mishusi. The answer is Hey Meim Ador. Chalukas HaShutvin is not you're not selling it out. It's a Siyam HaChalokim Shelo Yonaito. It's Bir HaChalokim like the Rashi and the Mishnah. It's a Bir HaChalokim. Meila for Bir HaChalokim. Is that called you're not taking karka and being Meitzi Mishusi? You're taking your own indeterminate. Ainim Mesuyim Dikabilis, and you'll be Messiah with a particular chela. So you're not getting rid of any karka, you're just concentrating your bilis in a particular place. So for that, they didn't make this takon. So here we see also this yisoid that at least it's a Rambam, and the Rambam is Beis Medrash, is that Chalukas Shutvin is a Siyam HaChalok. Now, based on this, we've been hearing a lot from Rav Eizer, but now we'll go back to Rav Shmuel. This everything that we were saying the last 2 days is really half from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and half from Rav Eizer. And really next to nothing for me. Rav Shmuel explains, based on this, why by Chalukas HaShutvin Do you not have to say lechazeku kni? And the Magen Mishnah said that the hesber is because it's bira halak, which we were translating now to mean siyam halak. Says the Shmuel. Then is the whole discussion in the Chayinim Mishnah. Why do you need to say lechazeku kni at all? Like, why is there a din by chazok in general that you need to say lechazeku kni? You don't have that by I don't know, Kinyan Kesef. You don't have to say lechazeku kni. You don't have that by, so why by Masir, you don't have to say lechazeku kni. Why by Chazok do you have to say lechazeku kni? So there is a Rashbam in Daf Nun Gimel who says that it's asked Chazor. There's a Chash Chazor. While you're going to tell you to be Machzik in the Sod, and maybe the Moich is going to be Chazor. Since he's not there. So yeah, so you have to say lechazeku kni. You have to make it stronger. But in other Rishonim, it's much better. It's not the way. It's not just the chash of chazor. It's meikir the tchun of the chazok that has to have lechazek ukni. So this is Zalman in Eben Ezel says, and this is here in Perik Beis Shchein. Zalman says that it's because in every kinyan you have to have the statfus of the Meicher. You have to have the statfus of the Meicher. There's a Kainan in the Meicher. So even though the Kainan does all the hard work, he does the picking up and the schlepping. But the Meicher is there, and Mimel, it's called that he's being mishtatif in the Kinyan. But since by Chazaka, Shloi Befanov, the Meicher is not there, so I need to put the Meicher into the Kinyan. So if you have to have a Lechazek Kukli, so that the Meicher will be part of the Kinyan. So Zalman Taka said this part, Zalman already said that that's why by Chalukas HaShutvin, you don't have to have Lechazeku Kni, because that's what the Rashi means. It's only Bira Chalokim. The way we're saying it's Siyam Chalokim. There's no Meicher. Eshelo Yonoto. You only need Lechazeku Kni when you're buying a field from somebody else. So then you need that the Meicher should say Lechazeku Kni. But by Chalukas HaShutvin, Hagam, both Shutvin have to be Maskim, because you're being Noito, you're being dividing up the Karka, and they're not the same. The two different halves are not the same. This one is hills. This one has valleys. You have to have a haskama. How are you going to do it? But it's not a mecher. It's not a mecher. Eshelo yonoytu lemaisa kenyan. You're taking your own bialus enim siyemis, and you're being mesayimid in the tzofen, or you're being mesayimid in the dar. So since there's no mecher, so you don't have to say lechazeku kni. That's where Mrs. Zalman explains why you don't say lechazeku kni, and that also obviously plugs into this whole idea that chalukas shutvan is not a mecher. The only thing is that this is really totally the big hakira that the Chayim have in general, which Rav Zalman Taka talks about and Rav Shmuel talks about the Kitzur, which is, in general, is that true that in every Kenyan you have to have the Shtatvus of the Mecher? If you claim him in a Hefker, for example, there's no Mecher and you claim him anyway. You don't need any Shtatvus of a Mecher if you claim him in a Hefker. So how does it work when you claim him from a Mecher? Maybe then it's taka different. When there's no meich, when it's hefker, you don't need the shtatvus of the meicher in the kinyan. But when there's a machne, there's a bailim, and you want to take it away from him, maybe you need his shtatvus in the meicher kinyan. And maybe not. Maybe he has to be maskim. But maybe the meicher kinyan can be done by the lokei chalon. It doesn't need the shtatvus of the shtatvus of the meicher. So this is also a broad topic. And the emphasis is that the Rambam is mashba. One of the big riots, at least in the Rambam, that you don't need the shtatvus of the Meicher is from the Rambam, Perkei Ishus Halochaches. But the Rambam says that if I go into your house and I take something, and we know that I want to, that I'm asking to sell it to you, but I didn't tell you to take it, but we know, whatever the scenario might be, we know that I'm quite willing that you should be kind of, you should take this chayfetz. But you're not here and you never told me to take it. We just know some strong umdunah that it's okay. And then you went to a Makadosh and the Rambam says she's Mekudeshes. Or she's Mekudeshes Misofik, if we're not sure. But Akoponim, and it's sad that the guy will be masking, the Melech will be masking, so she's Mekudeshes. Now, there's no Akno here at all. There's no Akno at all. Yeah, we have Ashura that the Melech wouldn't mind, but there's no Akno. So that Rambam is one of the rayas that Yitaka don't need the shtatvus of the Meicher in the Maisa Kinyan. The Lekech is the Maisa Kinyan. All we need to know is that the Meicher doesn't mind. So then we're back to square one. So then this theory of Lechazeku Kni doesn't work. So if Shmuel said, this is all that Shmuel talks to. So if Shmuel says, he thinks that there's another reason why you need lechazek to me. Even if you don't need the shtatvus of the mecher in general, but by chazoka you need the shtatvus of the mecher, because the whole idea of chazoka is that you're doing a ma'aseh bailam. You're doing something that shows that you're a bailam. So he says, being maxic in somebody else's field, if he didn't tell you lechazek ukni, doesn't show bailus. He doesn't spell this out, but I think he means, maybe you're a gardener, maybe you're a payel, maybe you're doing it for... My gardener comes. I don't take care of my backyard. A gardener comes once a month and he takes care of it. So he's doing a ma'aseh bailam. He's not doing a ma'aseh bailam. He's doing a ma'aseh being a gardener. You need to say it in lechazek ukni in order that the gardening should have a dish, or the chazok, whatever tikkun in the chutz you're making should have the quality of being a ma'aseh bailam. So for that you need to do lechazek ukni. So now we could say that's only if you're buying it from a mecher. So there's already a mecher, somebody else with a bialim, and now I want to be maxikin from him. So if he doesn't say lechazek ukni, so it lacks in the maisekinyan, it's not showing bialis. But by chalukas ha-shutfin, where there's no mecher, it's like if you're maxikin min hefker. If you're maxikin min hefker, so you can ask also, where's the bialis? Where's the bialis over there? You could do chazoka to bekayin min hefker. How can you do chazoka to bekayin min hefker? Where's the showing of bialis? If there's no bialim, then there's no lack in it. Then my chazoka does show bialis. When there's a bialim, maybe I'm working for him. So I need him to say lechazek ukni that it should be called the ma'aseh bailam. But over here there is no bailam. Eshelayu noitel. I'm not being kainit from anybody. There's no mechira. I'm just taking my bailas and I'm being the Simon in a particular chalik. As far as the ma'aseh kinyan is concerned, it's like being kainim in a hefka. Just like when you're kainim in a hefka, there's no din of lechazek ukni. So here also there's no din of lechazek ukni. That's pshat in the Rashba. That's what the Rashba means when he says that the reason, the Rashba, the Magen Mishnah, that the reason why you don't need lechazek ukni is because chalukas hashutfim is just bir hachalak. Meaning, it's not a mecher, there's no mecher. If there's a mecher, you need lechazek ukni, the mecher has to say lechazek ukni. If it's bir hachalak, then it's shaloyu naito, there's no mecher. If there's no mecher, there's no need for lechazek ukni. That means we can say it benusuch zeh without too much elaboration. Since there's no mecher, you don't have to say lechazek ukni. Lachmiza, Rav Shmuel says further, we can come back and understand the Shita Sarambam, why do they both have to do a chazak? In Agamar, Chalukas HaShutfin, Holach Zeh V'Hechzik, Holach Zeh V'Hechzik, the Mashmois and the Rambam, and it's Beferish and the Perish and Mishnayis, they both have to be Machzik. The Ross said, why do they both have to be Machzik? It's a Chalipin. As soon as Reuben is Machzik in the Tzofin, so he's Machlif. There's a chalipin. Reuben is machzik in the sofa, and there's a chalipin that Shimon gets the dar. So why does Shimon have to go and do ma'aseh chazaka on the dar? So the Rosh is in chnami. It's labdafka. You don't need holach zeh v'hechzik v'holach zeh v'hechzik. It's holach zeh v'hechzik oy holach zeh v'hechzik. Either Reuben or Shimon is machzik b'shaloi, and the other one is kind of a chalipin. But the Ram and the Pirush Mishnayis is mashma b'ferish not the way, and the Ram and the Yad is also mashma that way. Like the Tur was medayik. The Tur said the Ram is chalik. That the Rambam holds that they both have to be machzik. Why? What happened to it? It's a tesefta that you can be machlif karka b'karka. So what happened to that? It's not Dr. Shmuel. It's very geshmak. It stints the Rambam holds that when Reuben takes the tzof, and he's not taking it from Shimon. Shaloyu noito. So there's no chalipin. There's no chalipin. Chalipin is if we're making an exchange. You're giving me your power, I'm giving you my chamar. You're giving me your field, I'm giving you my field. So that's kinyan chalipin. Chalipin shava b'shava. But over here, when Reuben takes his field, he's not taking it from Shimon. He's not. If it was a mecher, so then I would look at it that Reuben, when he takes the tzofin, is being kind of Shimon's share in the tzofin from Shimon. And Kenegadad is makna his share in the dorim to Shimon. But that's not what's going on. It's not a mecher. It's not an exchange. Reuben takes the tzofin. And nonetheless, Reuben's taking his bialus ha'enem tziyemis. He's misayim it in the tzofin. That still requires that Shimon take his bialus ha'enem tziyemis and be misayim it in the dar. Akapanim chalipin here is not shayach. Yeah, maybe it could have been argued that even if it's not Shai Chalipin, but it should be enough for one to be Machzik for a different reason. That when Reuben is Messiah, his bialus in the Tzofin, so automatically Shimon's bialus becomes Messiah in the Torah, because if the tzofen is gone, then all that's left is half a field. The bilus, if you own half a field, in a bilus she'enim esiemis, and then all that's left is half a field, then automatically it's mustayim in half the field. Yeah, we'll come back to that. That's a question. But that's not the rush. The rush said chalipin. Chalipin here is not shaykh. If that's the case, and that's a very compelling thing. The rush of notion that we should apply via chalipin, the tesefta about chalipin, that's only if chaluk would be a mecha mamash. But if chaluk is a sima chalokin, then Reuven's not taking the tzofen from Shimon. He's taking shaloi. Shaloi unaitel. So chalipin here is a pchalat shayach. If that's the case, so on the one hand, now we understand the Rambam. Why taka, there's no din here of chalipin. But on the other hand, from the fact that the Rosh said that there is a din of chalipin over here, that this is relevant to chalipin. So it seemed that the Rosh taka holds that it's a regular mecha, that chaluk is a regular mecha. Not like the Rimigash, not like we've seen in the Rambam from multiple Rambams. The Rimigash holds maybe like places in Gittin and Zion, we saw that when by Tevel, the Chulim, Romans, Zebezer, and Tais, the Kash, and Rashi, and Rashi, we will miyashiv it with this Yisoy. But Tais is the Kasha. So apparently Tais doesn't have this Yisoy. Here we see also the Rosh. The Chayr is Chaylik in this Yisoy. The Rosh holds that it's a Mecha Mamash. The Chalipin is a Mecha Mamash. Aye, 1 second. But the Rosh is the one who said you don't need Lechazek Ukni. The Rosh was one of the fathers of the Shita. You don't need Lechazek Ukni. And the Rashba was Masbir. Why do you need Lechazek Ukni? Because it's Bir Echalokim. It's not a Mecha. Now you're telling me the Rosh holds that it is a Mecha. So why don't you have to say Lechazek Ukni? But the emphasis is, if you look at the Rosh says it has Bar why you don't have to say Lechazek Ukni. And it's not. This Reb Nochum pointed out. It's not the same hasbara as the Rashba. The Rashba said you don't need lechazek ukni. The Rashba, the Magen Mishnah, because chaluk is not a mecher, it's a birach halakum. It's a hezber, so there's no mecher. If there's no mecher, you don't need lechazek ukni. That's not what it says in Rosh. The Rosh says that the reason why you don't need lechazek ukni is because you don't need lechazek ukni in a soda in which you already have bilus. He's not saying that there's no meicher. He's not saying that you're not getting anything from the other. Let's say we're Yeruvin. The Rosh doesn't say. The Rashba says, at least the way we're interpreting the Rashba, that you don't need lechazek ukni because when Yeruvin takes the tzofen, it has nothing to do with Shimon. He's not getting it from Shimon. So there's no meicher. It's like taking it in a hefker. Shalayu noit. The Rosh is a different hadgosha. The Rosh says you don't need lechazek ukni. When Reuven doesn't need a lechazek ukni to be masik in the tzofen, since Reuven already has a bilus in the tzofen, meaning Reuven has a certain amount of bilus. Let's say it's a mecha mamash. So Reuven and Shimon have a bilus that's mixed up together in the tzofen. But Reuven in the tzofen is not a stranger; he's already a bilus in half. So now he just wants to get the other half of the bilus, and now he's not getting from Shimon. There's a mechira; it's a regular mecha. But since it's a sode in which he already has a certain bilus. So you don't need lechazek ukni. And we could be masbid even with Rav Shmuel, that you need lechazek ukni in order that your chazaka should be a maisa bailam. If you're not a bailam at all, and the bailam didn't give you over the power to do a maisa bailam, then your chazaka is not a maisa bailam. But here he's already a maisa bailam. He could be as a bailam, noyel, and goyder, and pirates in the tzofen, because he does own the tzofen, he is a partner in the tzofen. So he wants to buy out the other partner. But since he's already a partner, so his ma'isa chazaka is a ma'isa bailam. It doesn't lack in the ma'isa kinyan. Akapanim, Nochum's dik is very strong. It's not the same as the Rashba. The Rashba's nusach is it's a birach halokim. It's not a mecher at all. The Rosh doesn't, that nigun is not in the Rosh at all. The Rosh doesn't say it's not a mecher. He says lechazek ukni is only necessary when you want to be ma'isik in a field in which you're not a bailam at all. But here he is a bailam in the tzofen to a certain extent. So he can do a maisa chazoka in the tzofen without lechazek ukni. But the purpose of the maisa chazoka is still to buy out from Shimon because it's a mecha. And since it's a mecha, so mele shay chalipin. So that's the case. So we already have. So what emerges is that the Piskov is not the only show in town. And we have a machlekes rishayna. The Rashba, the Rambam, which we saw already in many places, we had a whole slew of Rambams, holds that Chalukas Shutvin is not a mecher, it's birach halakim. That's why the Ram says the Kenyan is that he's writes of Ruch Tzofen, but he writes it. What's writes it? He's buying Ruch Tzofen. The answer is no, he's not buying Ruch Tzofen. He's being Messiah, he's choosing Ruch Tzofen. That's what he's writes it. The Zaysan he writes it. He's choosing Ruch Tzofen. And that's why that's the Ram holds not Shai Chalipin. Besides all the religious Rambams, the Ram Shita is that Chalukah is a Bailish item, is a Sima Chalukim. And the Rosh holds that it's a Mecha Mamish. It's a Mecha Mamish. He's there. I've come from a Shul. Now Rav Eliezer takes over. Rav Eliezer said that Lefizeh, we could explain a Machlek is the Ram and the Rosh. There's a Gemara. There's a Gemara later on, Kuvov. The Gemara says that Atam Shecholku, they can make a Goyrel, and Kevin Sha'ol a Goyrel Echem Yem Kanu Kulu. Once the Goyrel determines one Chalek, so all of the... exactly how it works. The Goyrel was Olo Echem Yem, but the other nine brothers don't know who got which share. I don't have to check the Gemara. But Akhapanim, it says in Bar Kuvah that the Kedil Chalukah Shushutim with the Goyrel, and the Poshtus, the Mashmais of the Gemara is that the Goyrel is Makna the Chalukah. They don't need to do another Maisi Kinyan. Kanu Kulu. And Ajay Shtayt in Ram, that's what the Ram says in Perek Shchein, Perek Beis, Halokh Yirat. It's the next Halokh. After Agamar. After Perek Beis, Halokh Yud, which is Agamar. Perek Beis, Halokh Yud Aleph. The Ram says that Achim Shechalku Begoyrel, that's the Kenyan. You don't need to make any other Kenyan. The Torah in Kufayim Gimel brings the Chuvas HaRosh, Klad Tzadik Ches, who's Chalik. And the Rosh says, what kind of Kenyan is Goyrel? We're talking about Kaka. We're talking about being kind of Kaka. Goyrel is a way to be kind of. Kaka is nicknames, Bekesu B'Shtar V'Chazok, B'Chalipin. Not with Goyrel. So therefore the Rosh says, he's Meitz L'Gemar Mipshuto, and he says that the Goyrel just, what the Goyrel does, if the girl determines which chalik is going to which brother, and then that brother has to go and be machzik in that chalik. But not that the girl itself is the kinyan. And the Ram holds the girl makes the kinyan. If the matron is bayer, it's gavalik. The girl is shitosa mamish. The Rosh holds that chalukas ashutvin is a mecher. Says the Rosh, mecher, you kind of karko. So karko is nikne, bekesli, b'shtar, b'chazoku, b'chalikum. What is girl? It's a new kinyan, girl. Lishamana b'ayla. So the girl is just to decide who gets what. But if I have to do regular Maisikin, the Rama holds that it's not a regular Mecher. It's Siyam Echalokim. It's just to decide which Chalek I'm writes in. So we could decide by mutual agreement, or we could decide by a girl. And if we make a girl, and the girl decides which Chalek, so to speak, I'm writes in, or the girl is writes that I should get, and that's it, and that's the Siyam Echalokim. That's Messiah, my Bible Shayna Messiah, missing that Chalek. Doesn't need the Kenyan is just to be the Kenyan is to determine which Chalek you write in. Like the Rabbi says by Kenyan Sudr. The Rabbi says the Kenyan is that he's writes a Ruach Kleini. That's the whole Kenyan. The Kenyan is not that he's buying Ruach Kleini. He's not buying it. It's Shalom Leitel. The Kenyan is that he's Messiah, his Bible Shayna Messiah, he's choosing this Bible Shayna Messiah, it should be in this Chalek. So that the girl could do. Okay, the girl is the best way to do. That works out, mamish gemara. So now let's come to the punchline. We had a steer in Rama. That's really how we began yesterday. We have a steer in Rama. On the one hand, the Rama by us, says that when you do a chalukas v'shutvin, how do you do it? You could do it with a kinyan sudda, kano b'yodam beruchas, b'zani reitzi, b'zani ruch, he's reitzi ruch plainis, or You could do it like a chazaka. Shehalach zeh behechzik, halach zeh ba'atzmei behechzik, v'halach zeh la'atzmei behechzik, and that's it with the chazaka. And the simple mashmais in the Rama, the Pur is medayik, is that they both have to be machzik. Even though the Rosh says it's the Gemara is lavdafka, and it doesn't mean and, it means or, but the Rama was hoyle lefarish, and the Torah says the Rama is mash, the Rama is chaylik, and we saw it, the Rama in the Perish Mishnayis, by us, Beferish says, at least in the Kapach, that they both have to be machzik. And we said a whole hesper. What happened to Chalipin? The Russians don't have to both be machzik because it's Chalipin. But where did that go? The answer is the Russians shitosai. The Russians holds that it's a kinyan, that chaluk is a kinyan. And the Ram holds that chaluk is a sasim achalokim. So if it's a sasim achalokim, so each one is taking his own. He's not taking his own mefer over here. Reuben's not taking the ruach tzvonis from Shimon in any sense. So Mela is no Chalipin. Fine, Zeya, fine. But the problem is that the Ram himself, Per Gimel, Dachman Beis, by the Mishnah of Achim Shecholku, the Rama says in the Perushim Mishnayis that it's enough for one brother to be machzik and mele, the other brother is chayim and mele. So it's a steer in the Rama. It's a steer in the Rama in the Perushim Mishnayis. Petr Shmuel, beautiful teres. He said like this. There's Agos Maimri. The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kuf Nun Zayin brings Hagos Maimoni. We don't have it in our Hagos Maimoni, in the regular printed Hagos Maimoni, because there's another version of the Hagos Maimoni from Tvus Kushta, which in the Frankel Rambam is printed in the back. And there this Hagos Maimoni appears. The Beis Yosef, he had the Hagos Maimoni from Tvus Kushta, so he brings the Hagos Maimoni. So that's why it's always called the is, you know, B'Shem the Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Hagos Maimoni, because in the regular Hagos Maimoni, they knew about it from the basis. The Hagos Maimoni said a chiddush that by Chalukas HaShutfin, you don't have to do Noel Godor Poritz, the regular Maisa Chazoka. The Hiluch, the walking, is enough. And Medayik, the Losh of the Gemara, against Shehalach Zeve Hechzik, Veholach Zeve Hechzik. What's the Holach? What do you care how he got there? Maybe he took a bus. What's Holach Zeve Hechzik? So he says, the Halicha is the Chazoka. Even though, generally speaking, in Chazoka, Hiluch is not a Chazoka. But we pass him, there's a Madomer, the Gemara, that Hiluch is a Chazoka. He learns that from Avraham Avinu, Kum Salach Boratz. But we don't pass him that way. We pass him Hiluch is not a Chazoka. But by Chalukah Shashutlan, Hiluch is a Chazoka. So what's the Havana? Why is this Chazaka different than all other Chazakas? Why by this Chazaka is Hiluch enough, if by all other Chazakas Hiluch is not enough? So at this point, you know, we understand, right away we see where we're headed, that this is not a regular Chazaka. A regular Chazaka is a Maisa Kinyan. Here I don't need a regular Maisa. Here I don't need a Maisa Kinyan. I just need a Maisa of Sima Chalokim. I need a show Bezani Reitze. So it says that guy's mighty for Bezani Reitze, Hiluch is enough. Shmuel doesn't bring this, but the emes is that if you look in the Perush Mishnayos by us, the Hagos Maimoni was not coming from nowhere. The Hagos Maimoni kimat says in Rama, because the lashon of the Rama in the Perush Mishnayos is shaholach zeh la'atzma. I forget exactly his lashon. He's shaholach zeh ba'atzma vehechzik beraglov. I don't remember if it's in the regular Perush Mishnayos, in the Kapach it's for sure. He was machzik. I think it's in the regular Perush Mishnayos too. Shaholach zeh la'atzmai beraglov, behechzik beraglov. What's beraglov? He was machzik beraglov. What does it even mean? No, go their parts. What does that do with beraglov? All right. It says in this. It's taka says in the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos this yisoid of the guy's mamily. That the chazok is the holach. However, if Shmuel is medayik, you take a look inside him in Shmuel, the diak, it's very strong in the diak. It says, it's medayik and Hagos Maimoni that that when you do chazoka beraglov, then they both have to be machzik. But if they did a regular chazoka, no godo paratz, then it's enough for one of them to be machzik. If I remember correctly, I don't know if it's Shmuel in front of me. If I remember correctly, the way that Gleis Maimonides says it is, he asked the Kashi, why the Lashon of Gemara is Holach Zeber Agla v'Holach Zeber Agla, Holach Zeber Holach Zeber. Why didn't Holach Zeber Holach Zeber? It's enough that one did it. Like the Rosh says, this is what happened. The Deceptors, you could do. Why is it enough for one to be Machzik? Now Gleis Maimonides answers that the Chazok was that since here Chazok is Beraglov, so they have to both be Machzik. But you have Days. Yeah, that's kosher. The Havleiler of Ashi Lameima Kigoin Shaholach Echad Mehem Behechzik Bechelka. Why did he say, he should have said Echad Mehem? Why do they have to both do it? Earlier he had mentioned the idea of Chalipin. The Daitik Lameima, the Aizu, Aizu Kama, like the Rosh, that it means or, either or. The nearer the high the hechzik lab chazok and mamish come. We didn't do mamish chazok. Okay, no god do parts. El hiluch leoich veroichov. Ki the mash malishna veholach vehechzik. Ali the hiluch hechzik. The mash malishna afagav v'yam likona vehiluch. But here, but for kinyan ruchis, it's enough hiluch ba'almo. It says it. It explains because only a birur. L'achas shebirur kolechad ruach la'atmai v'holach la'orka v'rochva gomer b'dayta shehei zech chelke v'ni yochel l'achzavai. Hilkach shechem kolechad l'achzik chelke b'hiluch l'zoch hasheni v'ma shehechzak ha'echad b'chelke yol le'hiluch ki hiluch yitchazok ugruo. So it says b'fair shangai z'maimim. He's coming to answer the question, why do you need them both to be machzik? The Tosefta says that you can do chalipin. So he answers because it's a chazok grua of hiluch ve'am. What's the havana? It's a chazok grua, therefore they both have to do it. What's the havana? Says Rav Shmuel, a beautiful word. He says, even though chaluka is only siyam echalokim, and that's not why hiluch is enough, because all you need is to be mevar that this is the ruach that you want. But he says, if you want to, you could do chaluka as a mecha. You don't have to do it as a birur chalukim, as a siyam chalukim. One way to do chalukah, the regular way to do chalukah, is siyam chalukim. I have a bialu sheinu misuyemis. I'm misayim it in the ruach tzvaynis. You have a bialu sheinu misuyemis, and you're misayim it in the ruach dreimis. But there's another option. We could do it really. We could do it as a regular mecha, meaning you could sell out. You have a bialu. I have a bialu misuyemis. That's in the whole soda. I have a bialu and a chatzi soda. My bialus be'etzim is to have one soda, half a soda, or half a chotzer. That's why it's a bialus, it's be'etzim a bialus. I get one half soda's worth of bialus. But it's enem suyemis, and it's diffused over the whole chotzer. And you have the same thing. Reuven could sell, let's start with Shimon. Shimon could sell to Reuven his bialus enem suyemis in the tzofen. And Shimon could sell to Reuven, and Reuven could sell to Shimon his Baal Sheinu Misuyemis in the Dor. At that point, Reuven will have a Baal Sheinu Misuyemis of half a field's worth, but it'll all be in the Tzofain. So in the Melee it'll become solid because it's a Baal Sheinu Misuyemis for half a field, and you only have half a field to deal with, becomes a Baal Sheinu Misuyemis. But they're doing it for Derech Mekach. They don't have to do it for Derech Mekach. But they could do it, Shaloy Unaitel. Reuven just says, I have a Baal Sheinu Misuyemis. I'm Messiah in the Tzofen. Shimon is a Baal Sheinu Misuyemis. He's Messiah in the Dor. But they don't have to do it that way. What they could also just, Reuven could sell out of the Tzofa, and then Shimon could sell out of the Dorim, and then the Melech of the Bais will become a Siyemis, but they're doing it B'derech Mekach. It's a Nafkamina. If they do it B'derech Mekach, then they have Chalipin. Because if it's a Mekach, then Reuven is getting, he's being kind of from Shimon, Shimon's bialus in the Tzofen. Kenegezeh, he's machlif, and he gives to Shimon his bialus in the Dorim. So if they do it b'derech mekach, then they will have chalipin. But if they do it b'derech just siyem achalokim, then there's no chalipin because then shalai yonaitel. Reuven is not taking from Shimon anything. He's just being messiah, his bialus shenim messiahmas, and saying, ani reitzeh, that it should be in the Tzofen. Melech says that, says Rishul, that's the trap in the Gois Maimoni. The Gois Maimoni is saying, depends how they did the chazok. If they want to do a chazokah, just baraglov, hiluch baraglov, that's not a regular kinyan. That's not a ma'isa kinyan. That's a ma'isa of sima chalokim. V'zani reitza. So that works, but then they both have to do it. But if they do it with chazokah gemura, no go to parts a regular ma'isa chazokah, then they could do it with derech mekach, and then it's enough for one to do it. Reuven could be machzik in the he could do a ma'isik kinyan in the tzofay, and be kinder from Shimon. But the ganze lechazek kli maybe he'll be do a regular presumably with the whole lechazek kli he'll do a regular ma'isik hazok in the tzofay, and he'll be kinder from Shimon whatever Shimon's chaylik was whatever bialus Shimon had in the tzofay, and kenegazeh he'll be machzik to Shimon. That'll work with chalipin. So maybe that's exactly what the Gois Maimon says. It depends how they do the chazokah. The Gemara says holach zeh v'holach zeh because it's talking about a chazokah gu of hiluch. A chazokah gu of hiluch is not a ma'isa kinyan; it's just a ma'isa of siyam echalokim. In siyam echalokim, there's no chalipin. But in Echanami, if they did a regular ma'isa chazokah, then it would be enough for one. That's shat in the Gois Maimon. I'm just going to give shat in the Gois Maimon. Lefizeh says Rishul is matur to steer in Rama. The Rama by us in the Pirush Mishnayos and the Yad. He's going in the Gemara of Holach Zeveh, Veraglov, Holach Zeveh Hechzik, Veholach Zeveh Hechzik. And it's Meduik in the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, that he read the Gemara like the Hagos Maimoni, that Holach means that the Hiluch was the Chazokah, Hiluch Veraglov. So then they both have to do it. The Netaka both have to do it. Because that's a Maisav, Sima Chalokim, they both have to do it. The Ram later on by Acham Shecholku says that it's enough for one of them to be machzik. It means a chazokah gemur. If one of them does a chazokah gemur, then the other one doesn't have to do it. That's Shmuel's teretz for the steer and Ram. Rabbi has another teretz for the steer and Ram. Do we have time? I'll tell you, I'm going to leave it to Dov Hashem Shalom. I'll tell you, Rabbi has a different teretz for the steer and Ram. Also beautiful teretz. Rishul's teretz also is beautiful. And Rishul has another teretz, a beautiful teretz too. They're like this. We already discussed that there's a chiddush in the Rambam, which Shmuel already pointed out, that there's a certain chiddush in the Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, when he talked about the case of Avodah Zarah, that even though we've already so many times that the Rambam Shita is that Alukas Shutvan is Siyam Echalokim. It's not a Mecher, it's a Siyam Echalokim. Each one takes his Bayal She'enim Siyam, his Messiah in a particular Chalik. I might have thought, or at least there's a mockum to think, that maybe that's only when they're doing a Chalukah B'dvarim Shavim. Where it's Oymid L'Shalik in this way. My Bayal She'enim Siyam in all of the apples was Oymid to eventually be, or in all of the Batim, let's say, in the case of Rav Shimon Shkop, the case that he talked about, a bias bevesi. I bought a bias she'enu mesuyemis, which eventually is going to be mesuyem in one particular bias. But the bias she'enu mesuyemis in a generic bias was oymed lekach that eventually is going to become concretized in one particular bias. And the same thing by a shutvis. If you have a shutvis in 1,000 apples, eventually it was going to become concretized in 500 apples. So that's called Siyam Echalokim. When we decide which apples, who gets which apples, then that's Siyam Echalokim. But in a case where it's not Chalokim Shavim, one guy took the Avodah Zarah, the other guy took the painting. Are you Mokim Leimah, that maybe that was never aimed to be Mistayim in that way? That's something that just decided among themselves. That's something they decided that was contingent. So maybe that's just a contingent thing that happened. It wasn't Oymer Lekach. So maybe that's not called Tzimah Chalokah. So in Rambam, it says not the way. The Rambam says that it's not Chalipei Vodazara. It's called, it's just a choice of a Kiyumah. It doesn't have a name of Chalipei Vodazara. That's also called Tzimah Chalokah. And Rav Shmuel was also going to say that that's the Machlekes HaSugyos between the Gemara and Kiddushin and the Gemara and Vodazara. The Gemara and Kiddushin thought that it is Chalipei Vodazara. The Gemara and Vodazara says, no, it's only right to the Kiyumah. So he said, maybe that's the Mekudus HaMachlekes. This, when they decide that you'll get the Vodazara and I'll get the painting, maybe that's more than Tzimah Chalokah. Maybe that's already a Mecher. The Rambam Paskin said that's not a mecha. That's also called siyam echalakim. So it says here in Chiddush that when they agree to divide, to divvy it up, that one guy will take, the guy will take the vodazar, and the Yisrael will take the painting, that's also called siyam echalakim. When they once they have a haskama to do it, that haskama, they can't do it. But once they mask him, then that also goes into siyam echalakim. Then you see the same Chiddush in Agamar. Agamar, you told me a chatzah she'eno kidei chaluk. Doesn't have eight amas by eight amas. Eight amas by four amas. There's no dollar, no dollar for each one. That's a chotzer that it's not oymed l'schalak. Without a mutual consent, you can't do a chalukah. Oyamokam leimar, that maybe there you don't say that this chalukah, that there's such a thing as siyam echalukim. Because they have to both agree to make a chalukah without one agreeing to make a, it's not oymed l'schalak. Nonetheless, it says over here that there is siyam echalokim. I mean, the Ram, we saw already in Arias that this is called siyam echalokim. That's why that's why you don't need, the Rashi said that's why you don't need lechazek ukni. That's why the Ram says that the way you do the kinyan is just say beruach plenty ani reitze, and that's why there's no chalipin over here. Can't do it, but there's chalipin because it's just a siyam echalokim. So we had already many Arias that we built up that this gemara also goes with siyam echalokim. But yesh lamay daladova that that's a chiddush. That's also called siyam echalokim, even though it wasn't oymed l'schalok. But we already saw that in the Rama by in regard to Avodah Zarah with the quoting Avodah Zarah with something else. Says Rav Eizer, but since in order to do siyam echalokim, you need both of them to be maskim. One shutif alone does not have a koyach to make a chalukah. One shutif alone has to stay within the, if he's the only one who wants to break up, then he's stuck in the shutif. So that oymel l'schalak b'chal, he can't be misayim. He doesn't have a koyach to misayim the chalokim to concretize his bialos. It's going to remain cloudy forever. What gives him the right to be misayim the chalokim and to take the bialos she'enim siyemis and to make it a bialos siyemis is only the haskama that they agree together to do it. And bear in mind that the haskama by itself is not binding until they actually do it because it's a kinyan dvar. So it's not as if they had a contract that's binding them. They agreed to do it, but they have to do it. And the doing it is the Heskim, is what binds them. Till they actually do it, so there's no Haskama. So it's not as if, you know, they entered into a contract that binds them that they have to divide. They don't have to divide at all till they actually divide. What gives them the koyach to divide is that they agree to divide, and they do divide, and that gives them the koyach to make a siyama chalok, to make a division, and memela, it becomes a siyama chalok. Said Rav Eizer, because the only way that they have a right to divide is because they're both going into it together. That's what gives them the ability to make a division and a siyam echalokim. One party alone can't be misayim his chaylik, because he doesn't have a chaylik to be chaylik b'chal. So mele can't be misayim his chaylik. So the Mela, they have to both be Messiah and the Chalik. If one is Messiah and the Chalik without the other, but if the other is there and cheering him on and he's a big fan, it doesn't matter. He has to be, since you need both of their Haskama to give the Koyach HaShut, so the Koyach HaChaluk over here, to give them a Koyach to be Chalik at all. And you need that Koyach in order to make, and that's what you need in order to make Sima Chalukah. Sima Chalukah means that the Chalukah is finding its resting place in Hef. But it has to be Oymed Lekach. So the Oymed Lekach comes through the Haskama. It's not Chalokim Shovim, but the Haskama makes it Oymed Lekach. But the Haskama is that they both have to do it. So they both have to do it. That's the Ram over here. But the Mishnah about Acham Shechalku, this is a special case of Chatzah. The Mishnah talking about Rotsu, the more explains, it's Chatzah She'en B'Kadei Chalukah. But ordinarily, we're talking about Chatzah She'esh B'Kadei Chalukah. Acham Shechalku, we're talking about Chatzah She'esh B'Kadei Chalukah. A chatzah sheish b'kadei chalukah then you don't need a haskama to have a right to be chaluk. One shutif could be kaifer the chaluk and everybody else. Since every shutif has a right on his own to demand the chaluka, you need a haskama to decide who's going to get what, and or gairul. But the etzim chaluka, each shutif on his own has a kaifer to be chaluk. So it's oimid l'ischalak. The soda is the chutzir is oimid l'ischalak because it's yesh b'kadei chaluka. Since it's oimid l'ischalak, so then each one could go on his own and be messiah mischalak. And then once he's messiah mischalak, then the other half also becomes messiah. That follows. I mean, if Reuben and Shimon, there's only Reuben and Shimon over here. Let's say there's two brothers. If there's Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben is messiah mischalak. Many other brothers, they also have to be Messiah in their chalokim. But if there's only one other brother, so when Reuben is Messiah is chalok, so automatically all that's left is half a chutzir and half a chutzir with half a bialis. So it becomes Messiah me'eluf. So I don't, technically, it's enough for one to be Messiah is chalok. Once Reuben is Messiah, that his chatzi chutzir is in the tzofim, so automatically Shimon's chatzi chutzir is in the darim. So in Agamar, where it's chutzir shema de chaluka, they have to both be Messiah in their chalokim. Because we need both of their koyach here to make it oimid l'chaluka. The chaluka has to come mikoyach shneim. Until you have a chaluka mikoyach shneim, it's not oimid l'schalak, so it's not, you can't be messiah in the chaluka. So they both have to be mishtatif in the chaluka. But when you're talking about a chotzer sheish b'kadei chaluka, which ordinarily that's what we're talking about, and that's what the Rambam is talking about in the Perish of Messiah and the Cheskes Sabbatim. So there it's so then taka each one has on his own a koyach to be messiah, to make a chaluka. If he has on his own a koyach to make a chalukah, then he can go on his own and be messiah mechel. On his own meaning, he's doing the ma'aseh chazak himself. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to ask the other guy. Maybe the other guy wanted the tzofin. But he has to consult which chalukah he can take. He can't impinge on the other fellow. But once the other guy says, I don't mind you taking your messiah, your bialis and the tzofin, he can go on his own and be messiah, his bialis and the tzofin. Because the koyach chalukah, each one has on his own. So Rav Isis that. Okay, it's a lot of stuff here. But I thought it's worthwhile to take the 2 days because it's shocking. It's very broad in you. And very nice things. Okay. But I'll tell you, the shir from Shmuel I sent you. Rav Isis, I have it two ways. I have it that I heard a shir from Rav Isis. You know, a recording of a shir from Rav Isaiah. But then I found he gives a shir every week on Shabbos, which gets written up after Shabbos. He takes a sugya and he goes through it. So he has a shir that's written up that I already found online. He has a shir on Bikurim Akam Shechoku. The Rama but Leimotzi Yodav Raglav Beis Hamedrash by Bikurim Akam Shechoku Lini Bikurim. He goes through a lot of the stuff that we've talked through, a lot of the Ma'amar Kaimis and the Biurim stuff, he has there Berichus. Not everything that I said in his name is in that shir, especially whatever is relevant to the other shitas that are Chaluk and the Rambam. But in the shitas of Rambam, the shita that he doesn't bring in that Shabbos shir, he doesn't bring another shita. He just brings the shita that it's a Siyam HaChalukim, but he brings all of the Rayas, the Rambam, the Rimagash, and so on, that he brings the Berichus with the Ma'amar Kaimis and more Berichus than I told it to you. That there's another shita, the Rosh. But there's another shita floating around that he doesn't talk about there, but that I heard in the shir audio. But maybe I'll send it to you. So you'll have it in front of you. I'll send you that shir, the written shir. Okay, fine. I want to still talk about in the sugya. I want to still talk about a little bit this business about chalip and by karka. It's the Pupula Charifta and the Rosh. The Pupula Charifta, the Rosh says it's enough for one of them to be machzik. Enough for one of them to be machzik. Because the other one is kind of a chalipan, he brings the Tesefta that by Kaki could also make chalipan. But before, by Kinyan Sudr, you can't be on the Baruchas, when they do Kinyan Sudr, there the Rosh did not say that it's enough for one to do a Kinyan Sudr. That by Kinyan Suda they have to both do a Kinyan Suda. So that the people who are is Madai, that it's Mudu in the Rosh, that if they do Chazoka, then they could do, if Reuben's kind of the Sokhan with Chazoka, then Shimon is kind of the Dharma with Chalipin. But if Reuven was kind of the Stoffein with Kenyan Sudr, then Shimon has to be kind of the Darm with Kenyan Sudr also. And he says a Hezver. You take a look, he says a Hezver. You take a look in the Nesivis in Tuf Ayin Gimel. I think it's Tuf Ayin, I'll double check, but I think it's Tuf Ayin Gimel in the Chidushim. I think it's Aizvav. It's very short, just two lines. He's Chaylik on this book, Kulacharifta. So I want to talk about that and what it has to do. What is it? What I think that machlokes is about. That touches on Kenya Chalipin and Shavu Shavu. Also, just to have some basic ideas about Kenya Chalipin, and then I want to go weiter. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.